Tagging 45 precocious baby seals is no easy task. That's the number John Jansen, a federal biologist, has in mind.
The mesh bag will go on the hook side, but then I was thinking we'd put a paddle through it.
His crew is getting ready to float through the water near the face of Hubbard Glacier. The plan? Catch the pups as they drift by on hunks of glacial ice.
Our first attempt is going to be just using a small dip net and kind of trying to approach them in a stealthy way.
Of course, mama seals can make this difficult. It's easier if they scoop up a pup before she notices they're around. Once Jansen and his crew catch a seal, they'll glue a satellite transmitter to its fur, either on its back or its head.
Because that's the only part that typically comes out of the water when they're surfacing at sea. And those have been kind of equated with party hats.
And when he's back in his Seattle office, Jansen will be able to see the pup, just a small dot on his computer screen. It sounds like a seal version of Big Brother, but the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration wants to know how much time pups spend hauling out on the ice. It's an important time for seals to rest. And for baby seals, it's a chance to fatten up.
So there is a really critical function of hauling out. And if that period of hauling out is disturbed by humans, it has a consequence. And we're trying to see if we can measure that consequence.
This video was shot on a sightseeing tour in Disenchantment Bay. It's a popular spot to see massive hunks of the Hubbard Glacier fall into the water, and seals are resting on icebergs nearby. But the ships sometimes scare the seals into the water.
In the Yakutat, we harvest seal, and so the seal population has to stay healthy.
Victoria Demard is the president of the Yakutat tribe. She says local hunters became concerned in the late 90s when they noticed fewer seals in Disenchantment Bay. And they wondered if an increase in tourism was affecting the population. So NOAA started monitoring the seals. Over the years, the federal agency has observed, yes, large vessels are causing the seals to spend less time on the ice. Demert says that's a growing concern for the tribe.
And we understand, you know, that they want to show off the area for their passengers, but we need them to be considerate.
The old marine viewing guidelines advise vessels to stay 100 yards away from seals. They were created before the boom of tourism. Aleria Jensen, a NOAA stranding coordinator, says that's no longer adequate in glacial fjords. So the agency came up with new guidelines, and public comment was taken. NOAA had two options: make it voluntary or required through regulation.
And the agency decided to go with a voluntary approach. So there are some measures that are meant to apply to glacial fjords across Alaska.
Vessels are now being asked to stay 500 yards away from seals. Jensen says NOAA realizes the tour industry offers the state a significant economic boost.
And so the goal here is to protect seals without compromising opportunities for high-quality glacial viewing experiences and wildlife viewing experiences, but finding the balance.
Soon, NOAA and the National Park Service will be closer to figuring out what that balance is. They'll use this summer's research to determine exactly how the vessels impact the growing seals. For example, how much time are they really spending on the ice? Back in Disenchantment Bay, John Jansen and his team are giving a seal pup a haircut. Actually, they're taking hair and whiskers samples to bring back to the lab.
Okay, let's do the tag.
Tag.
Then they glue on the tracking device.
We just want to make sure that the rise in the presence of humans in some of these really pristine environments is not putting those populations at risk. We want to make sure that they're there for everyone to enjoy in the long term.
After a while, the seal mom swims around to check on her baby.
Hi.
That's just freaking awesome.
When the biologists are finished, they'll dip the pup back into the water with a new haircut and new hardware. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.